Hopefully not. It's real frustrating right now. Very frustrating right now. We have to find a way to make teams kick field goals and not give up big pass. And that's something that we've obviously talked about. We did it for a little while, but it's just those couple of opportunities that we give up, those big plays.
You've been on many teams, you've had so much experience. What needs to shift here? What's the change that needs to happen? Is it mentally? Is it just studying more film? What do you think?
About a little bit of everything. If I had a pinpoint thing to say this is the one thing that we need to do, we have done it already. So obviously that's something that we as everybody, coaches, players, everybody need to look at what we need to look at to see what it is we need to fix specifically. If there is one thing, I don't think that's not just one thing. But those opportunities, like I said, to give up those big plays, we can't defensively. I'm not talking about offense. Defensively, we can't give up those big plays.
At the same time, I know no one wants to point fingers, but when the offense goes 7 straight possessions, 3 and out, that begins to take a toll on the defense, does it not?
Doesn't matter. That doesn't change our job. Our job responsibility is one thing, and that's to get off the football field. And if we ever start buying into the fact that the offense is on the field and all of that stuff, that doesn't matter. Our job, like I said, is to get off the field, go 3 and out, get the ball, give the offense back the ball. If they go 3 and out, then we give it right back to them 3 and out. That's what we have to do as a defense, period.
Miscommunication on the first touchdown?
Yes, that was a tough route against the coverage we ran.
You were around last year when you guys obviously got to the depths of misery here. You know, 59 to the Raiders. Is this as bad? Do you feel as bad? Is this team better?
I don't know. I don't know if you – I don't know how you get feel worse than bad. What is worse than bad? What is worse than worse? I don't know what that answer is. They all hurt. And, you know, and I know there's a pride factor in this locker room, and I'm pretty sure everybody's feeling the same way that I feel.
Brian, you look at this team, and it seems like one step forward, two steps back kind of thing. Is that a frustrating thing where, you know, you kind of the gains aren't a steady improvement, but when you have that kind of a pattern?
Yeah, that's a very frustrating thing. Anytime you take any steps backwards, but again, the step back as you're talking about is giving up the plays that we cannot give up. And if we give up one, okay, it's not okay, but we can't give up one and then two and then three. We have to be able to put some consistency on the football field. Defensively, again, I'm talking about defensively, and getting off the football field consistently and getting the ball back to our offense, whether it be turnover or three and outs.
You see out of Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson, a couple two young upcoming guys. What was it like to actually, how did they compare to maybe what you guys had seen?
Good young guys, very confident in one another, right? Obviously playing with one another for a while, putting the ball up in there and seeing if he can go get it. So that didn't change from what we saw in film.
Brian, Champ said that one of the things that's so frustrating about a game like today is you work hard all week, and you know how hard everybody works, and then this is the end result. I mean, how do you get over this? How do you forget about it? Or do you?
It's not about forgetting about things. It's about fixing what you need to fix, looking at film and being honest with one another, being honest with yourself, and then playing football the next week. This is the season is a long one, and it can be a very long one if you continue to harbor on small things every week. So you need to fix what we need to fix, be serious about what we need to be serious about, and come out this next week and get, you know, see if we can get a win this coming week. But you can't just dive on the negative and stay on the negative and be a negative-minded, no-fun-having team. That's a miserable existence, and that's something we're not going to let happen. We're not going to let that happen.
Is it something you'll do this week?
No, we're not going to let that happen.
No, I'm saying this week you'll tell guys go around and be one of the leaders.
I don't know if I'm going to have to go around and lock out a locker. It's not that type of situation.
No, I mean, let's have fun. Let's remember what we're here for.
No, we'll look at the film. We'll be honest with one another. And then when Wednesday come around, we'll go out and handle our business as professionals. This is what we do for a living. We need to be professionals at this time, and we're going to do that.